Revisiting with Senator Saxby Chambliss at the Bioenergy Conference in Tifton. I know this is something that's exciting for you to see this development in bioenergy, right?
Yeah, it really is, Tyron, because, you know, right here in South Georgia, we're going to have a unique opportunity to be a major participant for the first time in the production of alternative fuels. We're not only producing ethanol from corn with a couple of facilities in South Georgia, but, you know, we've got the opportunity because of our soil here, our ability to have, from a long growing season standpoint, to grow crops over a long period of time and double crop, we're going to be a major participant in cellulosic-based ethanol production as well as corn-based production. So it's pretty exciting for me.
I know you've been working on some grants to help out this area. Can you give me a quick update on that?
The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Energy announced last week that they're awarding $10 million in grants to research institutions around the country. And I'm very proud of the fact that the University of Georgia is getting 25% or $2.5 million of those grants to do research on cellulosic-based alternative fuel production. That's pretty exciting because a lot of that work, I'm sure, is going to be done right here in Tifton at the experiment station. And it's going to be one of those additional factors that keeps jobs here in South Georgia and lets this great institution called the University of Georgia, and particularly this experiment station, grow even to a greater extent.